thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
Dragon, and tonight's my night to rock.
Back in the States.
Al here. WFMU East Orange are back. We're on our summer schedule. I'm on my summer schedule here, which just means I'm taking a lot of time off. But that was the Hollywood Hurricanes on the Prima One label owned by Louis Prima and a big old beaver shot. Heard the Puddle Jumpers with Snake Charmer. The Noblemen did Dragon Walk. The Fabulous Cyclones. And you'll build up with the Thunderbirds stalking the Thunderbird. Loud and lonesome today, all by myself. Make that loud and loathsome today. Oh, but so much going on and so much to do. And so many piles of records and knuckleheads in the news. And we have a good hillbilly hangover, including some bunch of request items and one incredible Hank Jr. out live thing that you'll... If you hate him as much as me, you'll love this one. And we got a VOM set with some previously unissued MC5 and... A lot of new 45s, some request items to get out of the way, knuckleheads in the news, nothing to give away today. No tickets that I know of, but hey, we got lots to do. Let's get some requests out of the way. We get more requests for Joe Turner in the last 2 months than anybody else. So, on the Atlantic label, Big Joe.
Down in the barnyard, picking up chips. Long game of moo cow, swinging her hips. I get lonesome every day, 'cause my baby walks that way, morning, noon, and night, morning, noon, and night. Love you, birdie, baby, morning, noon, and night. Monday watching on the line, I'm the old red next to mine. I would enjoy myself the most if I
comes on like Godzilla. About you night and day, Colette. How I need you, Colette. Don't let us part, you break my heart, Colette. So you walk in close by, didn't start talking 'cause it was so shy. Then you looked into my eyes, don't wanna whisper any goodbyes, Colette. Forget, Colette, I need you so, don't ever go, Colette. Half past nine, and on time, yes, you played me down the line, Colette. How I loved you, Colette. You broke a vow, I'm lonely now, Colette. You broke a vow, I'm lonely now, Colette.
Gramps, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Hearts made of stone. Will never break me for the love you have for them. They just won't take. You can ask them, please. Please, please, please break. And all your love is there to take. It's hard to stop. We'll cause pain. Although you love them.
By any chance, members of this movement toward better music for better living?
I met her on a rainy day. The sun came out and it stayed that way. I thought my love was here to stay. But I was wrong. She's gone. The night's so long. The night's worth driving. We'll drive and drive and such a short time. And all the while, I thought you were mine. But to you it was a game. Just a little lie. But now you're through. You left me blue. I don't know what to do. And that's what's driving.
Driving, driving, driving,
driving, driving,
driving, driving, driving, This is a hit.
Town, WFMU East Orange. Lord Luther there on the Imperial label. I'm Thinking Man's Girl. Ron Strawn and the Bucks did Driving. The Charms by request. Hope that guy was listening. He cornered me last night.
Gotta hear that.
Hearts of Stone. Billy Fury did Colette, and Joe Turner opened it up morning, noon, and night. And, boy, so many things in the news. Such a big couple of news weeks. But I guess this O.J. story, what could you say, huh? The most famous guy in America to go on a multiple murder spree. And how about that low-speed chase? You know, I would bet any amount of money they were on the cellular phone making the deal for the movie and stuff. You know, I can just see O.J. on the, you know, talking to his agent. Well, like, you know, I mean, they were chasing him at 40 miles an hour. Isn't that weird? The Rodney King thing. He ran a red light, and they chased him at 100 miles an hour and beat him with clubs. O.J., they took it easy on him. 60 miles at 40 miles an hour. They couldn't get him to stop the car. But, yeah, he was obviously on the phone. Hey, think we can salvage this thing? O.J., this is the best thing that ever happened to you. We can make a ton of money on this one. They were probably cutting deals. Now, everybody, of course, knows who Al Cowlings is. O.J.'s little pal. And he's definitely got a good movie deal in there. I don't know. What else can we say? What did Mike Tyson have for breakfast? O.J.? It's going to be a long stretch. And, gee, I think they'll go for the death penalty with O.J. Simpson. Again, the whole football thing. I'm not much of a football fan, as you probably know. But it's so Freudian anyway. I mean, you got this thing that looks like a turd. They pass it between their legs. These big, you know, guys are still in their anal retentive stage, obviously. There's something very homo about that anyway. And I think this all is, you know, a lot of the... I would have expected this out of Jim Brown. I would not have expected it out of O.J. The wife-beating thing, that seems to go with football players, right? A lot of them get arrested for beating on their women. Oh, boy. I'll leave that one alone for a while. What else is in the news? I mean, there's so much. The Knicks won. The World Cup and the gay games in the same week. They should combine them. I'd like to see gay hooliganism on the streets of New York. Or maybe I wouldn't. It looks like they combined them. I don't know. I'm rooting for Italy today, and of course the Irish have my neighborhood four-walled. But you know, there's so many weird news stories that just got overlooked because of this O.J. thing. And today, you may not have known this one, but it's kind of interesting. Courtney Love is having a hell of a year. Her bass player OD'd yesterday. What was her name? Kristen Pfaff. The bass player in Hole OD'd on heroin. They found her naked in the bathtub of her Seattle apartment. This was Thursday morning. Courtney, she's like the Flying Dutchman of grunge. Maybe she should have went out with OJ. And, I mean, am I wrong? Is OJ not the most famous American to commit a multiple murder? I think I am. I think I'm right about that. But if there's somebody more famous than O.J. Simpson who committed a multiple murder, Richard Nixon bombing Hanoi doesn't count. You can call here 678-7743. And let's see. There's all these weird little news stories. I don't really feel like going into them yet. I'm still sort of trying to make sense out of the big news stories. Well, there is an interesting thing, though. Boy, these sports guys, you know, you don't get paid to think in the world of professional sports. Evander Holyfield, who was told he should not ever box again because he's got a pretty bad heart condition. He actually had heart damage. And anyway, he gave this faith healer $265,000. This faith healer's name was Benny Hinn of Orlando, Florida. He gave this guy $265,000, and now he claims he's cured and he's going to go back to boxing. But there's a good chance he could collapse because they don't really think his heart is cured from this guy. Anyway, we got a hillbilly hangover to get through. And it's a lot of requests on this one, too. But the very last tune of this hillbilly hangover, positive proof that Hank Williams Jr. is not Hank Williams Jr. He's like the milkman's kid. Anyway, let's get into it. A lot of requests for this one. Little Jimmy Dickens. Two.
When the crop's all in and the work's all done, gonna clean up the barn and have a lot of fun. Throw salt on the floor, sweep it all around, do the boogie to the salty sound. Hey, shuffle on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, you'll turn fall. Hey, listen. We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumbles down. To turn my baby every way but loose.
Hey, shuffle on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, if you don't turn fall. Hey, listen.
We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumbles down. It's something to do. Between every dance, they'll pitch a lot of woo. And I'll be a necking with my red head too.
Hey, chuckle on the salt, boogie on the salt. If you don't have fun, it's your own darn fault. Hey, listen.
We'll do the salty boogie till the old barn tumbles down.
Chuckle on the salt, boogie on the salt.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
I was young and just 16. I met a gal in New Orleans. She was young and pretty too. She said she had a ring-dang-do. She took me down into her cellar. She said I was a right nice feller. She fed me wine and whiskey too. She let me play with the ring-dang-do. She took me up into her bed. She placed a pillow beneath my head. Then I pulled out my cock-a-doodle-doo and I placed it in her ring-dang-doo. Look what you've done, her mother said. You went and lost your maiden head. So pack your grip and your suitcase too, and go to hell with your ring-dang-doo. So she packed her grip and became a whore. She hung a sign up o'er her door. Come all of you, come one or two, and take a crack at my ring-dang-doo. Oh, they came by twos, and they came by fours, and pretty soon they came by scores. And she was glad when they were through, 'cause the darn near wrecked her ring-dang-doo. From Arkansas come a son of a bitch. He had the clap and the 7-year itch. He had the SIF and the blue balls too, and he left them all in a ring-dang-doo.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Drunk, what you say, boy? Drunk, I can't hear you, boy. Drunk, did you say drunk? Drunk, oh yeah.
It's a mean old bottle, like tall moonshine, red with wine, so mellow and fine. Home all night with the swimming in the head, breeze full of pillow at the whole darn bed.
Drunk, what you say? Drunk, I can't hear you, boy. Drunk, did you say drunk? Drunk, oh yeah.
It's a low-down dog life's been on the bar, dust till dawn, and that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tired, go home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight.
Drunk. Say that again, boy.
Drunk.
Say it again.
Drunk.
Speak up, boy.
Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Gin is a drink so mellow and slow. Get a little taste if you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob at the horn door.
Drunk, what you say, boy?
Drunk,
I can't hear you, boy.
Drunk,
speak louder.
Drunk,
oh yeah. Every Sunday morning my head is sore. Get out of bed and open that door. Whiskey, gin, and wine, so doggone fine now, honey. Name for one more time.
Drunk,
huh?
Drunk,
huh?
Drunk.
All right, now sober up and try to listen to this.
Killers and there were thieves, and I did not know what they thought of me, but I knew every night when they turned out the lights, I was sleeping
complete. Without the mouth organ, just a blowing and a sucking, a sucking and a blowing. Now my cellmate, he was a hard looking man, and he said that we all need a friend. And he says it's no crime when you're doing time, so it's doing mine with my butt to the wall. Sleeping with my butt to the wall. Wishing my lawyer would call. Got myself thrown in jail. Can't seem to raise my bail. Sleeping with my butt.
You listen to me, you wide-mouthed punk. We've heard just about all we want from you.
Country music singer. Oh, it better real close down. Lately, some of my kin folks known some other boys than me. I guess it's because Lord, I changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke the family tradition. Why do you drink? Why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the song? I want to make my prediction, 38-26. Well, if I get stoned, I'm the five-time entertainer of the year, baby. That's the Monday night football tradition of your ass tradition.
Pound here, WFMU, with Hank Williams Jr. Hey, nobody gives their audience more for their money than Hank Jr. There he is, Family Tradition, the definitive version of that song. I still contend he's not Hank Williams' son. Before that, Hank Rotten Jr., that goes out to O.J. Simpson, Sleeping With My Butt to the Wall. Jerry Lee Lewis's In-Laws, before that, J.R. and J.W. Brown with Drunk. By request, we heard Glenn Ulrin in the Ring Dang Do. And another request that, and before that, with Little Jimmy Dickens and the Salty Boogie. So concludes another Hillbilly Hangover. I don't know much to do tonight. I know Simon and the Bar Sinisters are out in Brooklyn at 205th Avenue. And I think Adam Roth is playing at Chennai. But, you know, they got the Irish World Cup thing happening around that block. It might be a good place to avoid. I guess by the time Adam goes on, it'll be over. Hopefully Italy will win. You see Hoboken, they're shutting the bars at 1 o'clock tonight just for this World Cup thing. What a wimpy town. What a lame town. Oh, we're going to have to shut the bars. It might be a fight. Lame brains. What a nice town. And Frank Sinatra stinks, too. Anyway, let's just get back to the news. Because there's all these weird news stories that you probably didn't hear because this O.J. thing and the, you know, the Knicks and the Rangers. I'm not a hockey fan that much either. You know, a sport with all these French guys and no black guys, it just doesn't seem hardly like a sport, huh? Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Local ASPCA officials said yesterday that this week's successful raid on cockfighting operations in Brooklyn was the city's largest in there. There's an all-out fight against the cockfighting world in New York. Now, I will not stand up for a chicken's rights. I think they could legalize cockfighting in New York. Havana, Illinois, a judge employed the wisdom of Solomon in deciding the fate of a 12-year-old's remains after an accident. After a car struck and killed little Timothy Sheff, age 12, on July 9th, his divorced parents have been suing each other over what to do with his remains. His father wants to cremate him. His mother wants to have him buried. The judge said the boy could be cremated, but his ashes were to be divided among his parents. They're going to divide the kid's body in half. Oh, parents are idiots. They should make people get a license to be parents. Some of these people. San Jose, California, a pair of pliers that tore a hole in a mobile home last Saturday, killing a 67-year-old woman, may have fallen from an airplane. The woman, Ann Robarda, was watching TV. She was watching the TV thriller Stranger in the Family around 9 p.m. when a 1-pound pair of pliers tore a hole in her roof and went right through her head. It's in San Jose. Did I say that already? I guess I should organize myself a little more. There's other things to do. You know, on the live music faucet tomorrow, I think Tim Buckley is playing live from Chennai. So that's is the live music faucet in the same? I think it's a new time period. Hold on. Yeah, it is a new time period. They're going to be on 6 to 9. I think that's a little earlier than he was on. I'm too unorganized. Let's play some more records. I'll get the news a little more organized. There are some good news stories in this big pile, but they're all over the place. Anybody want to circulate a petition about them cutting Dave the Spaz back to 2 hours from 2.5 hours? Because usually I go out and see Beat Rodeo like around 11, so I don't usually only would hear like an hour and a half of that show. And now I don't even get to hear the first half an hour. Anyway, all right. Well, you know, in Columbia in the 50s, like, when Mitch Miller was the president, he always claimed he hated rock and roll and he wouldn't sign any rock and roll acts, even though he had Ronnie Self and Collins Kids, a couple of ones like that. But if this was the strangest thing Columbia had ever signed. They were this inept cover band, Big John and the Buzzards. And I've been collecting their records for years, and I guess found another one. It's a terrible cover of Dee Clark's Hey Little Girl. Check this out.
Fine. Little girl, oh, you fine, fine, fine. Please tell me, pretty baby, what may be your name? Little girl, I was about to date. Little girl, I was about to date. I pick up early, baby. Keep you out too late. Do you know harm? So don't you have no fear. Hey, little girl, I'm in love with you. Hey, little girl, I'm in love with you. Hey, little girl, I don't know what to do. Yeah.
little girl.
Bye-bye, little girl.
Bye-bye, little girl.
Why don't you put that small mind to some construction?
Well, you want me to be a friend, yeah? I don't know a day from the night. To a friend, I don't know day from night. Well, the way this old boy do I run? No, Lord, it's just a plain outside. Well, you put me in the doggy doggy house. You make me walk the floor. Cram me in the doghouse. You make me walk the floor. Well, they might as well call me Rover. Lord, make me holler at your back I believe I'm gonna fade away. Tonight.
Well, we all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Because if you stop, my baby's got to go. Well, last night I called her out with my best friend. They were laying in the bed, drinking gin. I listened at the keyhole and I heard a sigh. I knocked down the door and I began to cry. Well, the doctor came and the preacher left. He called the undertaker, she was so near death. So undertaker, undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Undertaker, undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Because if you do, my baby's got to go. best friends. They were laying in my bed, drinking gin. I listened at the keel and I heard a sigh. I knocked down the door and I began to cry. Well, the doctor came and the preacher left. He called the undertaker, she was so near death. So undertaker, undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Undertaker, undertaker, don't stop back by my door. Because if you do, my baby's got to go.
For the last time, I'm giving the orders around here. And we're all gonna stand here and listen to the music. And we're gonna keep listening till I say to stop. You hear me?
With Bobby was a boy by the candy shop. Well, he would walk, but he'd do it with a bar. Just as one day, he would lose. I think a little boy's left off the deep shoes.
Do it,
we'll rock around the clock about a half past five. Standing on the corner, head away with your jive. Beneath my passion, I thought it was strange. But here to get loose, give him range.
Mister, you're a psycho.
Do you love me? $64,000 question. I never took a walk to school. I'm just a plain old doggone fool. Come on, honey, I'm in a hustle. What do you want? Brain or muscle? Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. I can't spell those big long words. Don't know much about the bees and birds. Come on, honey, tell me quick. This long waiting is making me sick. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. I can't boil a pot of tea. I'm soup to nuts, you're it for me. Can't cook a cake or bake a potato. But honey, you're right to make. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. Sam, what they can do, I can do better than. Ask them to can, them to can't. What do you want, a minor man? Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. Tell me nothing, baby, let me know. Got another girl, just ran to go. She'll sell for a big Cadillac. She don't want no smart time. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question.
seems to be a little problem with the cart deck, maybe.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hey, get that thing fixed, somebody. That was Bobby Tuggle, the $64,000 question. A little scratchy, but you know, at the rate MCA's going, they may reissue that one by the year 3000. Billy Prager, Do It Bob. Sonny Walker did Undertaker. That also goes out to OJ. Tony and Jack Lamy, War to a Frazzle. And Big John and the Buzzards opened it up with Hey Little Girl. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound, and I'm driving for the next 2 hours. All by myself today. No more radio family. I cut him ear to ear. That was the best part of the OJ thing. He cut him ear to ear. It's a good song title, right? Ear to ear. Anyway, but getting to the news that everybody else missed. This was a really good one. This is a week ago, since we weren't here last week. But an 11-year-old sprayed a 9-year-old boy with roach repellent, then lit a match, scorching the younger boy's back with a blowtorch-like effect and burning his head off almost. Garfield Stevenson, age 9, of Brooklyn, was helicoptered to New York Hospital's burn unit with second-degree burns on his back and his head. At 7:08, this is a week, the Friday before last, he was in stable condition. A police officer called the incident, quote, moronic kid stuff. Kind of like this show. Cops charged the 11-year-old with assault, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a weapon, that is, a can of roach spray. This happened on Flatbush Avenue in Flatbush, Brooklyn. So the kid's locked up now in Rikers Island, an 11-year-old kid for her. Oh, boy. Tragedy all around. Also in Brooklyn, this is Monday. A Brooklyn woman threw a kitchen knife at her boyfriend during a heated argument, accidentally striking her 3-year-old daughter. The little girl who was in her father's arms was injured, stabbed in the hip, treated, and released from the hospital. The knife was recovered. The child's father was not hurt. We'll do all the celebrity news together. Now, here's the biggest news story of the week. It barely made the papers. The brain of executed serial killer John Wayne Gacy, under study by medical researchers, is reportedly missing. The Sun, a London tabloid, reported in editions last week that University of Chicago hospital researchers may have, quote-unquote, mislaid it. At the request of an unnamed researcher, the hospital agreed in May to conduct tests on Gacy's brain to see if there was some kind of neurological damage that could have explained his murderous behavior. The brain was removed from Gacy's body after his execution for killing 33 boys and young men. At the time, the unusual request, researchers say they doubted they can get any information out of the brain. The Sun did not disclose its source for the speculation that the brain had been misplaced. Anyway, on that note, this weather really would makes everybody want to do Blues Hangover, right? Good beer swilling, sticky, horrible weather. So, let's kick it off with guitar, Tommy Moore. Oh, one other thing. The Jeff Buckley Show is not at Sinead Amara that the live music Fawcett is broadcasting from. It's at Fez. Okay, guitar, Tommy Moore. I said you got a good carburetor.
was right, you little gal. Get the drive on slow. I said, hey, baby, let me ride in your car machine.
Flippo. You say your wife's fixing her hair in the mirror, you kiss her on the neck and find out it's Michael Bolton. And there was a major upset at the Grammys. One of his backup dancers beat out Hammer. And you're up in the top row at Wembley Stadium to see Bruce Springsteen and you get attacked by a wild hawk. And Grandpa's in the hospital again. He tried to make a citizen's arrest of Mick Jagger. And the Grateful Dead have a new hit, L'Chaim. And Barbara Walters asked Axl Rose what kind of tree he thought he was. And he swooped down on her and screamed, Banzai! Visiting hours are from 9 to 6. Is that what's got you down in the dumps, Jay, homeboy?
I'm home as that I can be. I stayed out of all people's way. I'm home as that I can be. I stayed out of all people's way. Just a little old toad, I'm gonna hop back to my home someday. I'll hop down in your basement, don't mean to harm a single soul. I'll hop down in your basement, don't mean to harm a single soul. I'll shake all of your ashes, then shovel you in some brand new coal. I don't have no friend. By myself, I'm always on the road. I don't have no friend. By myself, I'm always on the road. Just let me hop for you one time, Mama, and you'll keep me for your little old toe. Let a poor little old toad frog hop down in your water pond. Mama, would you let a poor little old toad frog hop down in your water pond? I'll dive down and come right out, and I won't stay in your water long. I ain't no bottle stopper, I ain't no police copper. I ain't no cradle rocker, you know I ain't the baby's papa, but I know for myself in your front yard is where I get my load. Well, you talk to you like my my hopping. Why don't you keep me for your little toe? Mama, do you know one thing? Your water tank is just deep enough. Mama, do you know one thing? Your water tank is just deep enough.
Hey there, wild man. You see, Universal went broke. They sunk $300 million into the life of Emile Zola, starring Vanilla Ice. And the girls turned on Robert Palmer. Now he comes out with six big Barbie dolls. And they ask Willie Nelson if he wants to go into space. And he says he's already been there. And you got involved in a nasty incident at the drag queen's ball. You started to sing for She's a Jolly Good Fellow and they stomped you. And you won 14 Grammys and you can't get arrested. And you go to a fiddle festival and get a stray bow up your nose. Hester got bounced out of the Radio City Music Hall. Liza Minnelli kept on saying, I adore you all, darlings, and she yelled out, Does all this seem to bring back the old twitch, music lover? Open up a fortune cookie and out jumps Prince. And someone slips you a couple of freebies for the Beastie Boys in an homage to Carmen Lombardo. And your roommate called up to bail him out. He tried to make a right in the car that's sticking out of the Hard Rock Cafe. And 500,000 people show up at the Sheep Meadow for Simon and Garfunkel, and you have to hire a helicopter to get home. And and you can't get your Walkman out of your ears, and the volume's stuck on the U.S. Marine Band playing Lady of Spain, I Adore You. And Michael Jackson suing Jose Canseco for stealing his crotch action? Is that what's got you mumbling? What's it all about, Cindy? On the bus, Flippo.
Guess you better find a farmer. Get your milk from a jug of cow.
You say the trumpet man practiced triple-tonguing for 3 days, and now when he talks, he sounds like Porky Pig. And you ask the female vocalist why she always ends up bawling the drummer, and she says it's in the charts. And your son's taking up jazz at Bob Jones U. He's majoring in chimes. And you're caught up in a way-out riff, and your tube ends up in Harry Connick's mouth. And you go to a record shop in Topeka and ask for something by Bird, and they hand you a Sesame Street six-pack. And you put together a swinging trio for bar mitzvahs, a jew's harp, a lyre, and a cat who plays scat ram's horn. Is that what's got you strumming the old uke, sideman?
Is it my imagination or is this cart deck not making a sound? What the hell's going on in this joint? Anyway, meanwhile, back in your mammy's ass. That was Howlin' Wolf. So glad. Before that, J.B. Hutto by request. Pet Cream Man and the Chance label. Joe Hill Lewis did Keep Your Arms Around Me. Funny Papa Smith did A Hoppin' Toad Frog. And we opened up with Guitar Tommy Moore, Your Car Machine. Let me see it. What is with this cart deck? Why is it not?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
All right, now it's working. Okay, now stop. Oh, what do we got? We got like 6 minutes to vibe time. We got some rock news, some celebrity news here. Well, this is sad. A massive stroke fells Cab Calloway. He's home resting now, it says here. But, you know, once you've had that massive stroke, life just isn't that much fun. If I have a massive stroke, will one of you people put a shotgun in my mouth and pull the trigger? I don't want to live like that. Johnny Cash, what a good guy. Rushing to the aid of a man who fell out in front of Planet Hollywood on West 57th Street last week. This guy, walking down the street. I guess it was the heat got to him. He fell down, cracked his head on the pavement. Johnny Cash and June Carter came rushing over and helped the man, called the police, and sat with the poor guy. I tell you, he's a decent human being. You can just tell by looking at him. Bo Diddley's in the news. He sued his manager and won. He just won a $400,000 judgment against his manager, Martin Ottelsberg, who siphoned money from the Rock Pioneers account over the last decade. According to Bo, I figured there was something funky going on. Anyway, drinks are on you, Bo. I like this. This doesn't mean anything, but Ed Koch and John Waters, both at the Film Forum screening of The Boys of St. Vincent, the controversial three-hour Canadian film about priests in Newfoundland accused of child molesting. Were they a date? Were they a couple? They'd make a cute couple, Ed Koch and John Waters. Mayor Giuliani of New York City, who managed to tell the Emperor of Japan, "You are among friends in New York and America. The friendship between Italy and New York, blah, blah, blah." Italy? The Emperor of Japan? He is as dumb as he looks. Phil Spector being sued by the Waldorf Hotel. He hasn't paid his $144,000 bill. He stayed there for a year, but he claims he couldn't sleep the whole time because the elevators were too loud. Anyway, we got 5 minutes to vibe time. You know what? It is the beginning of the gay games. We should go back to these, Norton just put out these gayety record story albums. So let's hear this one by the Del Ricos. You know, we have a brand new Hazel Atkins, some brand new Hazel material, never before heard of it, which will be out in a 45 sometime this summer. And maybe we'll play that later, too. Anyway, this is the Del Ricos from the Gayety Story, Volume 1, I think.
Well, it's holding on.
Ooh, digga, ga! Ooh, digga, ga!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
I dig that one. The Cecil Young Quartet and the King label. Ooh, dig a cow. And before that, we hear from the Del Ricos, It Won't Be Long. And the Gaiety Story, Volume 1. Those are Minneapolis labels. The Gaiety. I think there might have been a side label involved here. No, it was all Gaiety. But there's two volumes of this trash, and it's all great. It's out in the stores now. And what else are we doing here? We're waiting for Roscoe is what we're doing. I did tell you that there's no more Radio Family. I slashed them ear to ear. All of them. I assume the cops are just following me home slowly. 40 miles an hour. Here's a follow-up to an earlier story. An appeals court in Atlanta has ordered a new trial for the 17-year-old boy who was sentenced to 3 years in prison after he was convicted of stealing $20 worth of ice cream from the school cafeteria. Georgia Court of Appeals threw out the felony burglary conviction of the teenager Dehundra Caldwell on Friday. It was ruled that Judge Andrew Wallen Jr. of Upson County Superior Court failed to find out if Mr. Caldwell was acting voluntarily when he pleaded guilty. This was last August 23rd. Despite his guilty plea, Mr. Caldwell now says he did not steal the ice cream and was coerced into signing a confession written by the police. Anyway, he was arrested on July 11th after he and two juveniles... How could he have been arrested on July 11th if he pleaded... Anyway, he got sentenced to 3 years in jail for $20 worth of ice cream. You know, white judge, black justice thing there. Happens a lot. I hate Georgia. I'd never go to Georgia for anything. An 11-year-old boy fishing from a railroad bridge in Pico, California, tried to outrun an oncoming freight train and was decapitated. The boy was fishing with five friends on the bridge overlooking the flood-controlled channel in Los Angeles County. Good decapitation story. Always cheers me up. There's a good little think piece here about crossbows. The weapon of the 90s, possibly. Brooklyn and East Harlem cops have seized two crossbows in separate incidents this week. Some cops wondering if the sleek, silent, footlong instruments are emerging as this summer's weapon of choice. What you have here, something like this twice in one day, makes you wonder if it's going to be a new phenomenon on the street, said a police spokesperson. They are definitely just as dangerous as guns. One of the seizures was made after a teenager fired his crossbow inside a 107th Street apartment and shot a sharp metal-sized arrow into the forehead of his 3-year-old niece. Good aiming, William Tell. The girl was just nicked, but at any other angle she would have died. In Brooklyn, in the 83rd Precinct, cops confiscated an Uzi and other weapons from two men in a Stanhope Avenue apartment. Also came across a crossbow. I don't know, I think it's kind of creative. I mean, this gun thing's been done to death. Let's face it, right? Where's Roscoe? He's leaving me hanging here. I may have to cancel the vibe report. In fact, I may have to cancel my laugh track because that's where we're going to put the first cut of the bomb set. It's not very bomb-like, but, you know, somewhere along the way, I just realized that I got rid of this album and I was going to play this track for somebody because I think it's funny. And I didn't have the album in my house anymore. I must have given it away. Somebody borrowed it and never gave it back. But anyway... Station's got it. So, all right, 5 minutes late. That's all he gets. We've canceled the vibe report today. He, too, will be slashed from ear to ear sometime tonight. All right, the bomb set today begins with... Boy, this is very unlike me, but I just think this is great. The Bonzo Dog Band.
Hi there. Nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around. Like to introduce Legs Larry Smith, drums. And Sam Spoon's rhythm pole. And Vern Dudley Bohay Noel, bass guitar. And Neil Innes, piano. Come in, Rodney Slater, alto saxophone. With Roger Ruskin Spear on tenor sax. Hi, Vivian Stanchel, trumpet. Big hello to Big John Wayne, xylophone. And Robert Morley, guitar. Billy Butlin, spoons. And looking very relaxed, Adolf Hitler on vibes. Nice. Princess Anne on sousaphone. Introducing Liberace, clarinet. With Garner Ted Armstrong on vocals. We do live it up, we are, we are. Lord Snooty and his pals tap dancing. In the groove with Harold Wilson, violin. Franklin McCormack on harmonica. Over there, Eric Clapton, ukulele. Hi, Eric. On my left, Sir Kenneth Clark, bass sax. Great honor, sir. Especially flown in for us, a Sessions Gorilla on Vox Humana. Nice to see Incredible Shrinking Man on euphonium. Drop out with Peter Scott on Duck Call. Hearing from you later, Casanova, on horn. Yeah, digging General DeGaulle on accordion. Really wild, General. Thank you, sir. Roy Rogers on trigger. Tune in Wild Man of Borneo on bongos. Count Basie Orchestra on triangle. Thank you. Great to hear the Rawlinsons on trombone. Back from his recent operation, Dan Drop, hot. And representing the flower people, Quasimodo on bells. Wonderful to hear Brainiac on banjo. We welcome Baldunican as himself. Very appealing, Max Jaffa. Mmm, that's nice, Max. What a team, Zebra Kit and Horace Batchelor on percussion. And a great favorite and a wonderful performer, all of us here, J. Arthur Rank on gong.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Oh, it's...
Written by Carol Saunders, who plays the tenor saxophone very beautifully. And the lyrics were written by John St. Clair, noted Whitby school teacher who defends marijuana habit. The song called Upper Egypt.
Thank you.
gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Now let's take these brown Hispanic people.
You want to go have a good time over there on the west side, man? Pues órale, fuímonos!
Thank you.
is Hassel Atkins, star of Norton Records. And you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM Heat on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
Well, Hazel's really getting his sound down in his old age, huh? Brand new from Hazel Atkins, Chicken Shake. That'll be out on a 45 sometime this year on the Norton label. Little Richard Elizondo combo with Himenos. Translate this, Let's Went. That's my favorite track on the Sam the Sham tribute album. Neil Young, Revolution Blues. Before that, the MC5, Upper Egypt, the Pharoah Sanders tune, which if you notice that little riff, also shows up. The Stooges used to do that song. They used to call it Goodbye Bozos, and it eventually mutated into Little Doll. So there you go. There's the where that riff comes from, actually, from Pharoah Sanders. Sonny Sharrock, who played guitar in the original version, that just died, actually. Before that, the Bonzo Dog Band in the intro and outro. You know what I love about that is the way the guy says, nice. Absolutely perfect. I thought I saw Roscoe flashing over there before, but he's 25 minutes late, so I don't want to break into the Hazel record for that. Burial for, wait a second, let me get me laugh track back here. This is WFMU East Orange, by the way, don't you know? Hound here. And Burial for Skull Tied the Lincoln Plotter. Better late than never department, Geneva, Florida. The skull of a man hanged as a conspirator in Lincoln's assassination 129 years ago. He's coming back to Florida to be buried next to the man's mother. Lewis Thornton Powell was a 21-year-old Confederate soldier who tried to kill Lincoln's Secretary of State, William Seward, on April 14, 1865. That was the same evening that John Wilkes Booth shot President Lincoln. Anyway, the Smithsonian discovered the skull among thousands of bones kept in their storage bin. Now, how would they know whose skull it was and what else is in that storage bin? And they're going to send it down to Florida and bury it. Damn white of them, huh? Crown King, Arizona. A cancer-stricken Vietnam veteran blew himself up with a box of dynamite strapped to his wrist yesterday in protest of Clinton's D-Day visit to France. Authorities identified the man only as a 49-year-old from Wickenburg, but friends said it was Ron Elliott, who fought in Vietnam and was disgusted that Clinton, whom he called a draft dodger, represented the military tradition in Europe last week. Coffin ignites at funeral, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. After mourners at a funeral service smelled smoke, undertakers found a fire inside the coffin. Investigators said the embalming fluid leaking from the body of 25-year-old Wycliffe Robertson, who was shot to death earlier in the week, might have started a chemical reaction inside the coffin, which touched off a fire. After the funeral on Thursday, Mount Gillen Baptist Church officials said they would remove the body from the damaged coffin and prepare it for burial in a new one. On that note, let's play more records. This is WFMU East Orange. I'm the Hound. Another hour and 4 minutes left. And we could fit in probably another 70 songs since they're all a minute long. I like this one. Mr. T got an original of this at a convention a little while ago. He paid through the nose for it, but the bootleg sounds okay for us, for our purposes here today. Robert Smith and Bailey's Nervous Cat.
Of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also shrimps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
There's gonna be a shotgun wedding. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding here in town tonight. 'Cause my baby's mad, someone else was bite tonight. I didn't get no invitation. I didn't get no invitation. I didn't get no invitation. But baby, that's still alright. I'm going around there right. If she can't be mine, she won't be his neither. I mean that thing, I ain't lying. I sure ain't lying neither. I'm going around there, shoot out all the lights tonight. Your boots, I ain't just a jiving. I'll be there, baby, when the people start arriving. Cause my baby's mad, someone else will fight tonight. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding. There's gonna be a shotgun wedding here in town tonight. I'm going around there, shoot out.
Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
Yes. In other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July, peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah.
We're talking about them growing, and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
In July.
I don't understand you, then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
Well, I was out. We were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry,
Mr. Yes, always. Yeah. I'm always past that. Yes, well, that's about where I say in July. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you.
But I'll die happy. I'm a good time lover living undercover. I'm a real low raider and an aggravator. And I know I won't always be strong, but I'll die happy. So when they plant my body neath the sod, please don't take it so hard. Cause when I'm copping that eternal nod, I'll be the happiest cat in the graveyard. Well, I'm a loud noise maker and a belly shaker. I'm a goofball chick abuser, and I can't live right for living wrong, but I'll die happy.
Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to.
He isn't thinking.
Listen, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July.
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
So after the...
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is. No,
but that's a bad, bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July.
There's too much directing around here.
Norway. Fish fingers, Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Janster Stangeland.
Fresh more on that shoals thing, because you rolled it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear, you see? This is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus frees the cod at sea and then add a crumb crisp coating. Ah, that's tough, crumb crisp coating.
Black and big black train. It's on a one-way track. She
ain't got a one-way ticket, and it ain't gonna bring her back. Roll on, big black train, roll along. Roll on, big black train, roll along. Keep them wheels a-movin', you got my baby and you're going. Roll on, train. Early today, taking my baby far away. That big, it's always on the go. It's a lonesome whistle, it's a haunting my soul. Roll on, big black train, roll on. Roll on, big black train, roll on. Keep them wheels a moving. You got to my baby and you're gone.
I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good. Here under protest is beef burgers. We know a little place in the American far west where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes. This is a lot of shit. You know that. You want one more? More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like he's wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Will you do this? It's impossible.
Olsen, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving you.
At the moment.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
Nothing.
In your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was.
You keep living with it. No money is worth what you want.
Oh! Won't you please, please, please come back? Can't take it no more. Can't take it no more. Oh, it hurts me to see you go. Please, please, please be kind. Can't take it no more. Can't take it no more. I'm confessing, 'cause I love you so.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That shouldn't be that hard to operate, that quartet. Something's wrong here. The Dave Bartholomew Quartet there, Can't Take It No More. Before that, we heard Arlie Miller in Big Black Train. Louis Jordan by request, I'll Die Happy. The Velvetones and the Meteor Label did Real Gone Daddy. Wynonie Mr. Blues, Harris, Shotgun Wedding. We opened it up with Robert Smith and Bailey's Nervous Cats, Traveling Sam. Anyway. We have one very bored listener who spends his days going through USA Today, finding little bits of news for us and mailed in some. There were some good ones in there. I always think of USA Today as being McNews, but boy, the Post is really hard to take these days. All that right-wing reactionary crap they sprinkle throughout that paper. I'm going to have to stop buying the Post, folks. And even for, I just buy it for the Patrick Walker horoscope. But check this out. These are from USA Today. Horseshoe Beach biologists were probing why a Florida black bear was swimming more than 2 miles out in the Gulf of Mexico. 110-pound female bear died shortly after fishermen found it and brought it ashore. Well, they should have left it in the water, I guess. I like this one. The trial of Diane and Lawrence Giabiluca, accused, this is in Charles City, Iowa, were accused of leaving the woman's 73-year-old mother caged outside in freezing weather. Anyway, the trial is being moved from Floyd County to Dunkirk because of extensive pre-trial publicity. Oh, ma. Get back in the cage. Boy, there's a whole bunch of ones like this. I'm going to have to study this a little further. Anyway, I noticed that the great Gaylord seems to be missing or something. His office is open, and he's not anywhere to be found. So I imagine that means free promos for everybody here at FMU all weekend, because when he comes back, he's lucky if his chair is going to be there. So Gaylord, if you want me to lock your office, just call here and tell me. Otherwise, I think I'll be the first one to help myself to the promos. They're probably going to find Gaylord with his throat slashed ear to ear. Anyway, speaking of Gaylord, here's the original. I got some requests for this one, too. This is the original version of his greatest hit, Mrs. Little Luther.
Never too cold, it's never too hot to do the squat. Never too young, never too old to do the squat. Pop it all right, doing the twist is fine. When you want to have a rockin' time, do the squat. Ah, squat. You're never too thin, you're never too fat to do the squat. You're never too tall, you're never too short to do the squat. All right, but it's out of date. Let me put you on time. Let me get you straight. Do the squat. Ah, squat. Little heel, toe, go on squat. Up, back, side track. Now squat. Popping all right, doing the twist is fine. And when you want to have a rockin' time, you do the squat. Squat. Never too dumb to do the squat. You can do it in school, the teachers don't care. You can do it over here, you can do it over there. Do the squat. Ah, squat.
Star flurry of pent-up, twisted kids whose violence screams at you from the headlines every day.
I met a cute little baby on the other day. You know about that, she's funny that way. She said, Danny boy, don't be a square. You step that curl your hair. Oh, baby, oh, baby. What do you do to me? Oh, baby, oh, baby. What do you do to me? You gotta be rockin', shakin' in my knees. Well, we strolled on down to the corner drug. She said, I'll teach you to cut the rug. She grabbed me by my little hand. About that, she's rockin', man. Oh, baby, oh, baby. What do you do to me? Oh, baby, oh, baby. What do you do to me? You're gonna be rockin', shakin' in my knees. Shakin' in my
man's body, a fly's head.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, there's a little gal they call Sweet Irene. She runs a little joint where all the cats go, and this is how she makes her dough. I got fish, hot fish. Come get it while it's hot. I got fish, hot fish. Don't make me blow my top. I got some for a nickel and some for a dime. Get some money, come buy some of mine. I got fish, hot fish. Come get it while it's hot. Joint they call Sneaky Pete. You walk right in, they'll throw you out. They know what the jive is all about. I got fish, hot fish. Come get it while it's hot. I got fish, hot fish. Don't make me blow my top. I got catfish, mullet, and headless trout. Crawfish, minnows, and I'm selling out. I got fish, hot fish. Come get it while it's hot.
Just as modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
Thank you.
actually know what your sons and daughters do for thrills and kicks. Living it up and doing things they can never live down.
Oh, well, I know for what I'm doing when I do for what I'm doing tonight. I'm the one that's falling in love for tonight. She never wants the same guy's wife. Variety is the spice of life. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. Her lips are so loving and the soft arms hold me so tight. Oh, I know I should be missing with all of my mind. I can't resist her loving charms. I cuddle in there in a tender arm. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling into love tonight. Oh, that
loving girl,
if she treated me right,
treat me right.
Oh, that loving girl, she could be my wife. I know what I'm doing when I do what I'm doing tonight. Cause I'm the one that's falling in love tonight. She never wants to sing out the white. Variety is the spice of life. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. When I do for what I'm doing tonight. Cause I'm the one that's falling in love tonight. She never wants the same guy twice. Variety is the spice of life. I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. Oh, well, I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight. Oh, well, I'm breaking my heart when I'm falling in love tonight.
What the hell is with this cart deck? Get this damn thing working. Guy's out there water skiing instead of fixing this crap. Anyway, Al Epps and the Pharaohs there, breaking my heart. Sheriff and the Rebels before that, Shambhala. The Night Rockers did Night Rock. Sherman Blues Johnson and his Clouds of Joy did Hot Fish. Grady O'Neill, Baby Oh Baby. It's the flip side of Turkey Next Stretch. Little Luther opened it up, Doody Squat. We still have no answers in the Gaylord mystery here. Maybe he just left his door open, I don't know. Anyway, ain't gonna be nothing there when he comes back. And what the hell's wrong with that cart deck?
And meanwhile, back in the States.
There it goes. Only 3 minutes late. No more news, no more renouncements. I think we can just rock through the end of this thing. Can we? Yes. Let us rock. Smile, can't go wrong with this guy. I mean, any record he ever made, I would play. Here he is, Smiley Lewis.
Crazy Babies, this is Gene Maltese, you fans. God damn it. Hi, Crazy Babies. Oh, I see what's screwing up here. You got that O down. All right. Take one. Hi, Crazy Babies, this is Gene Maltese, and you found the sound of the hound on 91.1 WFMU.
Bug in the rug with the great big eyes. He says,
stop that box. Stop that box. Stop that box.
You gotta stop that box. I caught a ladybug just across the room. Well, look mighty fine as a bride and groom. The way your feet are flying, anyone can see. She's soon gonna see just a corpse of me. The dancing ended and the music stopped. The cats looked amazed as the faces dropped. The bug went a-walking with a lot of pride. Across the room to his ladybug bride.
He stopped that box. He stopped that box. He stopped that box.
The bug in the rug. He stopped that box. In the rug with the great big eye. He said, stop that bop.
Stop that bop. Stop that bop.
You gotta stop that bop. I got a ladybug just across the room. I look mighty fine as a bride and groom. The way your feet are flying, anyone can see. Soon gonna
see just a corpse of me. The dancing hand in hand, the music stopped. The cats looked amazed and the faces dropped. The bugger went a-walking with a lot of pride, clipped across the room to his ladybug bride. He shot that fox. He shot that fox. The bug in the rug, stop that bop. Stop that bop. Stop that bop. Stop that bop.
That's how you get the white chicks. Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Hey, buddy, I'm so glad we got dragged to the hop. Since I rocked with that gal, my heart was doing a bop.
Well, now, boy, cool off. Take a jump in the sea. While you and her were rocking, she was making eyes at me. Cause she's gonna be mine.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be mine.
Oh yeah, well buddy boy, I'm the biggest, you ain't beating my time.
Hey now, I saw her first, you better get in line.
Because she's gonna be mine.
Hey buddy, we've been pals, but there's a gal I won't swap. If you dance with my chick, I'm gonna blow my top.
Hey now boy, calm down, you won't dance, you don't fuss. But to wanna see a cuddle man, just double date with us. Oh, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, no, she's gonna be mine.
Oh, yeah, well, buddy boy, I'm her mater. You ain't beating my time.
Come on, move aside, Junior, let a man get in line. Because she's gonna be mine. Hey, buddy, it's no lie. Just ask the guys what I mean. She's too old for you, man. She's at least 17.
Well, now, boy, grow up. You're the innocent one. Your baby face would bug a man. You'd hug her like a son. Now who let him in?
Well now, boy, we're pals. Let's go usher him out. Then you and me can finish what this brawl is all about.
Do-wop. Cause she's gonna be mine.
Oh yeah, she's gonna be mine.
Oh yeah, well buddy boy, I'm her baby. You ain't beating my time.
Hey now, move aside, sonny, little man, get in line. Because she's gonna be mine. Because she's gonna be mine. Because she's gonna be mine. Because she's gonna.
You got 32 teeth, Buster. You want to try for none?
Oh, no greater need. And that is true. Oh, than the need that I have for you. Oh, baby, can't you see? Well, you must do something for me. Well, I'll never sleep awake tonight, not unless you come on over, come over, treat me right. Oh Lord, I've been so much misery. Well, unless you do something for me. Yeah, something like the end of life. And hold tight until you hear oh, my heart cry. Yeah, baby, something like the end of life. Me with my love, 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 come and die. Yes, darling, give me your life and give me your heart. Yes, make me know that we'll never, never, never part. Lord, I feel so much misery. You do something for me. Do something.
do something, do something, do something. Please do something. Yeah, do something. 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 Well, unless you do something for me.
Well, yeah, honey. Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark.
If anyone here in the audience been offended by anything I might have said or done during the course of my trying to entertain you, I want you to know sincerely from the bottom of my heart, and I don't give a shit.
Damn, boy, you can't buy me. Damn, boy, you can't buy none. Oh,
peanuts and popcorn, yum, yum, yum. Peanuts and popcorn, mama, buy me some. Peanuts and popcorn, peanuts and popcorn.
An all-American boy sings his way into your heart.
Goodbye to all.
jungle.
They better get this fixed by next week or I'm going to trash the joint. Ah, Jesse Allen there, Goodbye Blues, and the Vin label with Huey Smith on that one. Wesley Fairburn, All the Time. Not too many rockabilly records on the Savoy label out of Newark, but that's one of them. Little Joe and the Thrillers, Peanuts and Popcorn. Madman Taylor, Rumble Tumble by request. Billy Wright with a live version of Do Something for Me. Robbie and Joe, She's Gonna Be Mine. Bo Diddley, Watusi Bounce. Gene Maltese, who'll be in town this week, cutting a session with the Flat Duo Jets. The Bug. Smiley Lewis, Open It Up, Can't Stop Loving You. You know, Wild Girl's up next, if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise. I'll be back next week, WFMU, East Orange.
Can't you see? I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rockin' man. If you're tired of the thing you've got, try my lovin'. It's red hot. I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rockin' man. There's one long foot for rockin' in the morning.
Baby, please don't cry.
There's one more foot for rocking in the evening.
Then you'll shout,
my, my, I'm a good rocking man, that's me. A real good rocking, can't you see? I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rocking man. Of the good rockin' man, rockin',
good rockin' man,
rockin',
good rockin' man.
I've got something strong and tan. I'm the last of the good rockin' man. There's one long foot for rockin' in the morning, but baby, please don't cry. There's one more foot for rockin' in the evening, and then you'll shout. My, my, I'm a good rockin' man, that's me, real good rockin', can't you see? I've got something strong and tan, I'm the last of the good rockin' man. Rockin', good rockin' man, rockin', good rockin' man. I've got something strong and tan, I'm the last of the good rockin' man.
Take it off. I hate your music. Hate, hate, hate. I hate your music. I hate WFMU's music a lot.